Australia's transition to a clean energy future has long assumed a greater role for gas, including from the newly emerging coal seam gas sector being developed across the eastern states. But in recent days, the Greens have claimed that the jury is out on whether gas will deliver greenhouse gas emission savings. Matthew Wright is Executive Director of Beyond Zero Emissions, an independent non-profit organisation pushing the case for a rapid transition to a zero-carbon renewables future. Beyond Zero is working on a report on the carbon footprint of gas, which will look at its greenhouse emissions over the whole production cycle. He joins us from Melbourne this morning. Matthew, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you.
It's long been assumed that gas does have a lower greenhouse footprint than coal. Are you saying that that is now questionable?
Oh, that's absolutely questionable, and there's a whole lot of different case scenarios, but in particular with the new breed of unconventional gas, the total life cycle, which isn't being taken into account, shows a very different picture to what the industry claims.
What kind of picture?
Well, the picture is that when you look at the practices of how they actually develop the fields, how the fields have thousands of wells, they have pilot wells, the pilot wells actually just vent into the atmosphere. They have huge complex pipelines on the low pressure end that cover masses of area, and all along this at all stages there's methane, as in the actual gas, venting to the atmosphere, and that methane is a very potent global warming gas when compared to what it does if you actually burn the gas and release carbon dioxide. So when you add that in to the emissions at the gas-fired power plant, you've got a very different picture than the claims that that the Australian Production Petroleum Exploration Association makes, for instance.
Well, the industry often quotes figures claiming that gas, including coal seam gas, is a saving of greenhouse emissions when you compare it to coal, certainly.
Well, they claim that you get half as much emissions from burning gas in a power plant versus coal, but they do their measurement with the boundary of the plant itself. But if you actually follow the gas back to the processing plant, back to the compressors and the pumps and then to the well and the actual method of commissioning the wells, you find a totally different picture. And the examples are with pilot wells, up to 10% of wells are pilot wells. They're venting initially to find out that they've got adequate flow to be commercial, and then if they decide they're commercial, they then move in and cap them and put the relevant equipment on. Otherwise, they're just capped and they move on to another field. So 10% of wells. Now, when we say 10%, you might think, well, what's that mean? Well, we're talking about 100,000 wells being developed across New South Wales and Queensland. So 10% is like 10,000 wells venting to the atmosphere. Then you've got well workovers. You've got all these different parts of the project to get a coal seam gas field up and running is releasing methane. Now, the industry claims zero emissions, zero venting policies, but that's completely untrue. An example is the Pilliga, where there's a fire risk. What they actually claim they do is they flare. They claim they flare. So if you can imagine, if listeners can imagine 100,000 gas wells flaring, so something like akin to Nigeria, the oil fields in Nigeria, that's what the industry claims. But in many instances, the fire risk is too high, so they're just letting the methane go to the atmosphere.
Well, we were speaking to John Anderson on breakfast yesterday. He's involved with the Eastern Star Gas Pilliga field that you just mentioned there. He absolutely disagreed with Bob Brown's position. He said there is no doubt that coal seam gas is a cleaner fuel than coal.
Well, if you've got a job of selling it, you'd want to be saying that, or else your market's about to evaporate just the way the gas is going up into the atmosphere. And I'd say that's what's happening. In fact, the project and structured guys at the banks now are starting to ask questions. They're starting to worry that there could be some real complications down the track when some proper analysis gets done on the life cycle emissions of these wells.
But are you saying that gas then, is this, in a nutshell, you are saying that gas is not cleaner than coal?
Well, what I'm saying is that in work we've been working on with our research partners is showing that that at best you might be something like 70%, so a saving of 30% emissions on a new coal-fired power plant. But that's one end of the sensitivity. But the other end is that actually gas is more greenhouse gas emitting overall than burning coal. So it makes you wonder, where's the saving if we go from coal to gas? It's either a minuscule saving, so a waste of time, or we're actually doing worse. And the point here is
Can I just ask you here, I think an important thing to sort out here is you're talking largely, when you talk about all these wells, I think you're talking about coal seam gas. What about LNG? Is that a different picture?
Well,
that's cleaner?
No, it's coal seam gas to LNG. So 80% of the coal seam gas development is intended for export and 20% for domestic market. Then you've got the conventional oil and gas industry's version of gas. So like what we've got at ExxonMobil, yep. BHP Petroleum in the Bass Strait, and what Woodside does up in the Northwest Shelf. So that's more conventional. Now, the accounting is a lot more mature around that industry, and the industry has less wells and it's less complicated. So
what does that show us?
The industry data a bit more. Well, it shows that when you actually export the gas overseas, that you're potentially bumping, in the case of Japan, you're bumping nuclear, or in the case of China, you're bumping renewables. So by exporting gas, the next most marginal source of energy is actually most likely to be something like renewable or nuclear, and therefore gas is actually increasing emissions overseas. Now, the claim
But the gas industry, itself, when conventional gas is used, is burned, is it cleaner than coal?
Depends. So when you're using conventional gas, it depends on the field. It depends on the field. So there is different emissions profiles for field. Probably marginally better, but not the kind of claims the industry makes. The industry says 50% of the emissions of coal, and, at this stage, you'd be lucky if that was 50% of the emissions of brown coal, which is the dirtiest coal plants. If you look at the emissions profile of the best coal plant, which is what would be built if we built new coal plants, of course, I hope we don't, that'd be Kogan Creek in Queensland, and that has something like 700 and something grams of CO2. Well, gas is hard-pressed to beat that.
Belinda Robinson, Chief Executive of Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association, says coal seam gas is essential to Australia meeting the government's climate targets.
Actually, it'll cause us to breach the government's climate targets. If we develop all the LNG trains that are in the pipeline up to 30, we could be seeing an absolute increase in Australia's emissions by 15% or more. So 15% or more emissions increase onshore in the country. So that's what developing all those LNG fields will do. And in fact, if we're going to head for 80% reductions by 2050, installing 60 years' worth of gas-fired power plant domestically won't get us there, because it's going to be, if we're lucky, 70% of the emissions of coal. But we need an 80% reduction in overall emissions in all sectors. It's just the numbers don't add up. Martin Ferguson obviously hasn't checked the numbers out.
I mean, it does seem very late to be having this debate, because we're embracing gas. It's been referred to for many years now as a transition fuel. And the Resources Minister, Martin Ferguson, said we need it as that transition fuel to guarantee energy security as Australia moves to a renewable energy future.
Well, the countries that know about energy security are the European countries and China, and they're moving as fast as they can to renewables. And I just got back from Spain this morning. Massive rollout of there, $23 billion rollout of solar thermal plants, including baseload solar thermal plants. The wind power in Spain, many months of the year, wind is the biggest source of electricity generation in Spain. They're continuing these programs even during dire financial times. In Germany, they're moving to renewables. In China, it's renewables and nuclear. Now they're taking the throttle off the nuclear rollout. But basically, they're capping coal use. And if they import gas into China, it's not for coal-fired power generation replacement, but it's for chemical processing.
All right, Matthew. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Grant.
Matthew Wright is Executive Director of Beyond Zero Emissions. It's 8:20 on Breakfast.